Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pizza.
Yeah, good afternoon. I guess we're all hoping for a classic to mark your 1,000th game, but it just never seemed to happen. What are the emotions after a game like that?
First and foremost, before the game, I got a lot of messages, and not all of them were nice. It means, I think, Arsene Wenger lost his 1,000th game, 6-0, so I'm really happy that that didn't happen. And I like the start in the first half. I like particularly the start in the second half. So that was good. We have to extend these spells. We have to play more football, especially in the first half, when we won balls back, when we defended really well, when we were really aggressive. Then we gave the ball too easy away, but had other moments where we played pretty well. Didn't get it to create a real, like a no-brainer or whatever, but was good. And for me, it's clear in that situation, you have really to be ready for little steps, and this was a little step today. That's how it is. We cannot expect now every week. I expect progress, and I think it's from the last league game, it was progress, definitely. That's important. Saw us in a lot of moments really compact, really being together, good challenges, but because the opponent is there as well, sometimes you have to defend them with passion, and we didn't do that 2 weeks ago, but today we did. So when you have a block in the last second, like Robbo had or whoever had the other one, that's really important. And so these things are positives, and from there we go.
It might leave you even further behind the top four when we come to the end of the weekend. Do you just have to accept that and just keep pushing on in the hope of getting better?
Yeah, the distance we only can influence by winning. So we didn't do that today. So they cannot all lose now. Some of them will win, some of them will draw. But yeah. There are a lot of games to play. Yeah? There's still a lot of games to play. And if you count all the points, then you see that there's a lot of things are possible. But to get there, we have to. Continue with the things again we did now, and for the last two games I saw progress, and that's good, and that's what we have to keep doing.
Johnny,
you mentioned extending the good spells in that beginning of the second half. What's the key to doing that? How do you extend the good spells?
In possession, and we have. So we were compact. We won really good balls. We caused them problems, and from there, then we have to do better with the ball, and that's possible. But it was already better than. So the last game was fine in that department, but then the last league game, that we really keep the balls in there and play from there. It's like we passed. Even Thiago, who is obviously a great footballer, gave balls away, unforced errors, these kind of things. That's what we have to do better. And if we do that, if we defend well and play then in these moments more, use each other more, all of a sudden it looks completely different. But that's where we have to get to.
Rob?
Yeah, and players like Stefan and Harvey are maybe having to step up a little bit sooner or playing a little bit more regularly. Maybe they would have done if you'd had everybody fit. And are you pleased and impressed with the way that they're doing that, and they will learn a lot from this, for sure, for the future. This will be equal to the experience.
There are not a lot of good things in the situation we are in, but that's obviously that it opens doors and gaps and situations for young players is obviously one of the rare positive things, and especially Stefan. There was a door. I'm not even sure it was open, but he ran just through it, and he was he's exceptional. He does really well in the moment. I think that's clear. We have to be a bit careful with him, of course. He's really young. We had a yellow card. I don't even know it was his fault, to be 100% honest, but he got a yellow card. So, of course, he got tired, but was still really good in the game. But each player, when he gets tired and is on a yellow card, is a risk, and we didn't want to take that. But no, he's doing really well. Did you mention Harvey as well? Okay. Harvey played already the year before for us, and I don't know how long. He's already really a fixed part of this of the squad, so would say it's slightly different even when he's really young, but he had already really a lot of good games, and he can play different positions. And in our situation, that's really important. Obviously, we lack a little bit proper wingers, if you want, because they are all not available, but Harvey can play there in a different way, yes, but he can play there. He can probably play more position if he plays on the right side, but there's more, and so that goes well. So no, that's these are positives, but they are not the only positives. But of course, they're easy to see, and all the others maybe you have to look a bit, to try a bit harder to find them. But they're still there.
So,
I think, yeah, both teams are not where we expect to see them in mid-table. Is this something we have to accept as the Premier League becomes ever more competitive and smaller clubs get better at?
Yeah, definitely. It's like smaller clubs, whatever that means. There are a lot of good teams. It's the strongest league in the world, so I don't think anybody would argue that. But the situation of Chelsea, and okay, I have no clue actually about the situation of Chelsea, to be honest. But we don't do as good as we could has nothing to do with the quality of other teams, to be honest. So it's self-made. Not everything our fault, but still self-made, and that's why we are where we are. But that's how it is, and we have to go from here, and we have to improve, and we have to be. For us, it's okay. So usually, a point against Chelsea is not bad. It's not a bad result. But I sit here and I feel a little bit that I have to say, okay, it's okay, because you also think. How can you not win against them? So they will win a lot of games, I can promise you. And today they didn't, so that's good. But of course, first and foremost, I'm concerned about our stuff, and we I saw good signs, but I know we have to do the good things even better and longer and in the ideal world for the full 95 or meanwhile 100 minute probably. And that's then we are there, and we will go in that direction, I'm sure.
Last one, Joe Benson.
You're getting your first clean sheet in 9 Premier League games, your second clean sheet in a row. Is this important psychologically when the guys know?
Massive, yeah. So directly after the game, you can't forget the chances they had where we defended in the last second with a block. But tomorrow, I will not remember them anymore. It's just a clean sheet, and it feels really good. So, how I said, there are things we have to build on. That's what we will do. So the next opponent now, obviously, is not Premier League, but is FA Cup, and it's Brighton. That's a team we didn't do too well in the last game. So we said we should try to do better, and that's what we will try, and will be interesting.
Thank you.
Welcome, see you.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.